Monday, May 17th, Key Biscayne, most of the day. The president called once and covered some minor things he wanted followed up, set his departure time, etc., mainly some schedule items for tomorrow. Then he had me up for about the last hour on the plane trip back, going over his notes and accumulated minutia, covered some odds and ends, such as his need to follow up on some of Max Fisher's items on meeting with small businessmen, working on housing interest rates, etc. Wanted to be sure we were handling the letters that come into him in terms of phone call follow-up. Got into a discussion of the letter he had received from Bowling, the president of Earlham College, which he felt was very astute in its analysis of the Middle East and the Israeli attitude. Wants me to send a copy of the letter to Rogers, telling him the president found it very interesting. But more importantly, wants me to sit down with Haig and go over the Israel one and cover it on a cold turkey basis with Haig, that this is a view of a Quaker and that we've got to realize we can't play the Jewish game, that all they're trying to do is string us along until the elections next year when they hope to replace us. The main thing he got into was his reaction to a Buchanan memo regarding the attitude of conservatives, which I had sent in. The president was very distressed that Buchanan was reporting all of the dissatisfactions of the conservative, but was not apparently standing up and answering their attacks. He had attached an article by Jeff Bell, and the president made the point that half of it is on Vietnam, and that the contention Bell bases his whole pitch on is totally false. That is, Bell says we're withdrawing from Vietnam, and the only thing that's keeping us from a total pullout is the POWs. That, of course, is not the case. We've never said that, and the president's distressed that Buchanan hasn't nailed Bell on it instead of just letting it simmer. He also feels that we've got to tell the conservatives how we're fighting all the other things, to slow down the social legislation, put the work requirement into welfare, maintain the ABM posture and all that sort of thing. Also that we should point out that the sensible conservatives like William S. White and Buckley, etc., support us on this, and that we need to knock down the theme that there are no Nixon supporters. His point is that Pat can't just take their word and pass it along. He's got to hit them back on their falsehoods just the way he would a lib who came up with the same kind of stuff from the other side. We have to meet the assault from the right as well as from the left. We can't just let them keep whining around. He got a little bit into political organization, wondering if we could use John Sears and maybe even Jeff Bell as a way to let the conservatives feel they have a hand in some of these things. End of May 17th.